Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It's already Tuesday, the ninth day of October, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Headline from Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily, the New World Disorder section, Bush backs Mexico rapist murderer. International court seeks to block death penalty in Texas. Also, expanding on that, here's a headline from NBC News. Non-North California farmers worry fruit will rot on trees. And so the propaganda goes. And we're going to be covering this first today and then a bunch of other important news. I had seen over the weekend and yesterday morning and afternoon scores of news stories saying food prices are skyrocketing because illegal aliens are being deported. And I knew instantly that it was a fraud. I had the numbers. I knew why it was a fraud, but it didn't really consciously outrage me. And then Weldon Henson in the back office was sitting there doing some customer service, and he looked up and he said, "You know, I was watching NASCAR Sunday, and they just cut into it, never before done this, with an ABC special report." Pure propaganda. They're trying to target people that don't normally watch the news or watch a lot of it. And they said, food prices exploding because of immigrants being deported. And Weldon said, it's total propaganda. The dollar's been devalued. And if you read the actual financial papers, they admit that's why food prices are skyrocketing. But see, by the time they're done spinning it and lying, and believe me, when ABC put that out, they knew they were lying. And I've never seen such wall-to-wall illegal alien worship in my life. I mean, I walked into the office this morning, and we got a couple televisions in the back, and they're both on, and it's illegal alien tear-jerking. Oh, their mommies got taken from their children. Boo-hoo. And Vicente Fox shooting his mouth off about how we're all racist up here in America. Shut up, Fox. You're the racist. Your government is all about 2 feet taller than your slaves that you call cockroaches. You call your people cockroaches. You can't buy property down there. They don't want the gringos down there. It's virulently anti-American down there. And we're just not going to play along with your fraud anymore, your political correctness. The American people were sprayed with this political correctness and kind of dizzy and numb for a while, but it isn't working anymore. We're not intimidated, you racist pig. Shut up! Shut up, scum! The New World Order wants to bring this country down. And I'm not going to stand by and watch it. And the American people aren't going to watch it anymore either. And we don't care what you say about us. And we don't care what you do. We've only begun to fight. I didn't mean to get mad this early in the broadcast. I'm just so sick of Vicente Fox. I mean, he looks like a caricature of the devil. And I'm sick of George Bush and Hillary Clinton, that piece of filth, just running around doing whatever they want to this country. All right, I got to settle down. I mean, we see the billboard saying this is Mexico. We listen to the Mexican radio laughing and giggling and snickering and talking about bringing the country down. We hear it. We read it. We're not stupid, and we're not going to act like we don't see it, and we're not going to act like we don't know who the real racists are. Okay? It's over. The mincing words is over. You've declared war on this country, and now you're going to get a fight. Do you understand? Ah! Ugh!
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Another reason I blew up in the first 2 minutes of the show. Believe me, I don't like blowing up anymore. It tires me out later in the day. It's because the Austin American Statesman, they had a big Campo board meeting in North Austin last night. And they don't ever allow citizens' communication at these. They always let you sign up a week before, and then they cancel it. And these crooks sit up there on the board, and they swore that, oh, no new toll roads in Texas. We know it says 8,000 miles, and the TxDOT documents are going to be handed over to the foreign Spanish company. But we swear, and there's been a moratorium, no new toll roads. Headline, toll road plan cruises onward. And it says that they're going to take almost every major road in Austin. And this is going nationwide, by the way. We're just deeper in the rat hole than most of you. And that they're going to put them on existing roads. And MOPAC, 360, 183, just everything. 290, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And then no one even remembers that 3 months ago they swore and called this conspiracy theory. See, it's a military operation. They neutralize our building movement by pacifying and say, okay, you won, and then the public still hasn't figured out that they're congenital criminals. They just completely lie. So we were ranting and raving about that. And television, 24 hours a day, is the poor, sweet illegals that love America and care about the country, and they're so dear and sweet, and they wouldn't hurt a fly, and the evil Americans want to hurt them. I mean, you shoot your mouth off in Mexico, the Mexican police will beat you to death. They'll drag you off to a dirt-bottom jail and suck every bit of money out of your family before they let you out. They won't let you buy property down there. You run up an American flag in Mexico, I bet within an hour you're going to be in jail if you're lucky. Probably beat to death in the street. There's no country on earth that hates the U.S. more than Mexico. We won two wars against them. They hate us. And you got all these stupid yuppies stumbling around that don't know which end is up. They don't monitor the Spanish media. And I hate this whole situation because there are great Hispanic Americans, almost 70% in major polls, don't want the borders open. They know the illegal aliens are driving down the wages. They know they're La Reconquista that, kill the gringo this. They know it makes them be between a rock and a hard place. I don't like this. I want to live in peace. Believe me. Okay? I don't go into a building and go, oh, my God, they're Mexicans. I don't want to be here. I like Mexican food. I like Mexicans. Before I was married, I think senoritas are very pretty. The point here is that I don't like people here telling me I don't belong and I'm bad and I'm scum, and then the media acts like they're not saying it. The media acts like this isn't going on. The media acts like we're supposed to play along with this, like this isn't happening. This is a sick joke. Now, I want to play this clip because this is the full court press. This is how dumb they think you are. They're saying that the food prices are exploding because we don't have the illegal aliens to pick the crops. A, that's a lie. It's the dollar's been devalued. But B, they haven't arrested the illegal aliens. They've arrested 30-something thousand in the first 9 months of this year. That's out of 3 million-plus illegals a year coming in, a million legal. 30-something thousand out of 4 million? I mean, what are you talking about? It's nothing. And all these newscasts, they're getting tough. They're getting tough. Well, you ever get your arm or leg cut off and your blood spraying on, your life's coursing out of your body in big red founts? You just stick a Band-Aid on there and you tell yourself you're getting tough on the amputation. It's not even a Band-Aid on a severed leg. Okay? And this country is inches from being dead. The dollar is in free fall. There are foreigners who hate our guts running around, just spitting all over us. We're going to be a peon third world nation like Mexico. And, well, this is what got me set off. I've been noticing this, and again, I got mad at myself because I consciously hadn't registered it. Weldon, you were watching NASCAR Sunday, and tell folks what you saw, and then Tim was watching the news last night. I just want people to get a feel of just the full court press that's going on right now. Weldon?
Well, yeah, I was watching the race Sunday. It's the only time I get to watch TV, but they didn't really cut the race off, but they usually have a post-race for about 30 minutes. Well, it was right after it was over, and you know, right on ABC World News Tonight.
Yeah, that's headline. What you said. They cut off the post-race.
Yeah,
that's
right, right, and they don't do that. Mainstream news, the headline tonight, rising food costs, you know, da-da-da-da. And why is the reason? They say because there's a shortage of illegal immigrant workers to pick the fruits and harvest the crops. I mean, right there, that was the headline. There they go in that's talking to all a bunch of farmers talking about how they don't have enough workers. I just didn't fall for it.
Now, see, I mean, that works so well, though, because you've got 45 million people conservatively watching NASCAR on any given day, 60, 70 million in a championship race. I didn't see the ratings for this, but at least 45 million. They're not, on average, you know, big news junkies. And so they're hearing, well, my food's gone up because the precious little illegals, that myth, when they haven't even arrested the farm workers, And they hand out the green cards to the farm workers. You can get them out of a Cracker Jack box, basically. But Weldon, you immediately saw through it. Tell them what really caused it to go up.
It's simple. The dollar's deflating. It's not worth anything, to be honest with you. But that was just pretty crazy. You hear about all the lies that the government and the news propaganda. And every now and then you really come across something that just really blows you away. And this was it, man. I saw it instantly. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, this is outrageous. It's right in your face. It's like punching you in the face, you know. Wow, propaganda.
And the reason I'm mad is we've got a couple million listeners throughout the week, but and we've got vocal people. But I know I'm going to hear that at church. I know I'm going to hear that on the street. I know I'm going to hear that on other talk radio shows. I always hear that. Oh, come on. We need them for the economy. Yeah. We need them to pick the strawberries.
I'm going to have to hear it when I talk to people about it.
And so now the redneck America was watching this, and they don't, and they're going to think now that it's not the New World Order, it's not the Federal Reserve, it's the precious little illegal aliens. That's why your food prices went up.
Yeah, exactly. And they were talking about, they were interviewing these farmers about how they need to try to get them visas and all this and that. But it's outrageous propaganda. That's all it is. That's all it comes down to. It's just to trick Americans into going along with their system.
Shifting gears, and we're going to keep you guys on and get more into the immigration issue. Toll road plan cruises forward, and hundreds of people show up. None of them want it. They just swore a few months ago there were no new toll roads, and now they've done it.
Tim was there last night.
Tim, tell us what you saw.
Yeah, I was up there last night for about an hour. It was just, I don't know. I couldn't take it. I've been to so many of these meetings, and I know they're just going to ram it through anyways. It was just disgusting. I could see all these people with their hats on that were in support of the toll roads, and they're saying, well, it'll cut down on traffic, and I just don't understand that. I mean, how is it going to cut down on traffic if you put toll roads on existing roads?
Well, it's worse than that.
I want to get back to what you were saying, Alex. I stay in touch with the board director for CAMPO, Senator Kurt Watson. I get his emails back and forth, as well as with the toll party of people that were against the toll roads. It was as early as a month ago, I received an email that Senator Kurt Watson stated phase two of the toll roads is off the shelf. It's off the table. You know, right there in front of you. It's right in my email. And he says it right there. This was a month and a half ago. That's how much these people lie to you right in front of your face. The email states it is phase two of the toll roads is off the table.
And if you bring that up, he'll just smile and say, did you see a black helicopter?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's their answer to everything.
You know, I'm not one to just jump onto things real easy. I do a lot of research, but man, when people lie to you right in your face.
You know, you need to take that email you've got in your box, send it to Paul Watson, or maybe Aaron can do it, or maybe you guys can put it together. And just a blurb about Kirk Watson lying. See, it was all over the news. They said there were no more toll roads. I mean, every time we show up and say no, they say, okay, we won't do it. And then they're building them right now. They're putting the toll roads in. They got all these propaganda ads running that buys off the media.
It makes me sick, not only that they will lie, but there's people out there that read that and they just think, well, oh, well, I don't understand that. People need to wake up. They need to start paying attention to that. If someone lies to you, you can't trust them with anything else that they do. Bottom line.
This country is a bunch of fat, stupid, happy, spoiled brats who have no idea that a crew of wolves is running things and literally building FEMA camps when we do stand up. I mean, these people have no idea how sick it's gotten. Tim, back to the immigration issue. You said that you saw just an incredible attack last night against the mayor of Irving up in Dallas.
Yeah, it was on, I believe the show is Frank Sanchez or something like that on CNN. But right off the bat, he was just attacking this guy, accusing him of using racist tactics. And all the mayor was saying is that the police are doing their jobs. If they get pulled over for a traffic stop and they don't have an ID, they're being arrested. Well, once they're in the system, I guess they're working with ICE up in Irving, and ICE comes in and deports them. But now it's causing a big thing.
Well, look, it's simple. One of my employees in this parking lot got arrested. He's actually a contractor. Got arrested. I pull up, and there's cop cars because he didn't have a in-date driver's license. And they do it all the time. They arrest you for no seatbelt. But then, again, I've had police chiefs on this show, they've been in the media where they're told don't arrest illegals for drunk driving.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Now, you say he was trying to set him up on the show.
Yeah, he was. It was just, he kept on trying to put words in his mouth. I wish I would have recorded it so we could put it up. But it was just disgusting. I mean, I was really started getting angry because I could just see this propaganda. They were just trying to make it seem like It wasn't illegal for them to be here when it is illegal.
Well, it's a rigged game. It's like we're gladiators and they've thrown us into the pit and we don't have a helmet, a sword, a shield. The enemy's in full armor. And then they're even telling us that we're not even allowed to admit we're under attack. I mean, that guy on CNN knows full well the radio's all, we're going to get them, we're taking over, ha, 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 this is Mexico, ha, ha, the dumb gringo. I mean, look, brother, the word's out, we're going to talk about it. You're not going to just spew your racism and get away with it without us exposing it.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anders from Midas. October 9, 2007. Gold, 737, 10-ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $760, $374, $75 for half, $187, $38 for quarter. That's the $760, $374, $75, and $187, $38.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. Think about the woman.
Welcome back, my friends. I was just looking at the front page of the Austin American Statesman and how pathetic it is. Congress expected to yield on wiretaps, unlimited, non-warranted, no-warrant wiretaps against the American people? Bush administration, confident, Democrats won't curb its broad intelligence-gathering powers. Of course not. They work for the same globalists. Then you got toll roads. They announced five more, but we have the official TxDOT maps there. It's going to be every major road in Austin. We're talking about William Cannon. We're talking about Lamar. We're talking about Congress. We're talking about every road. We've known this for 5 years. And then every time they get to a new stage of it, they say, no, 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 as they put them in. We will never put toll roads on MOPEC. And then they announce they're doing it. Well, it was in the TxDOT documents. Of course they are. They've already sold out to Centra, folks. They've got ads in every magazine, every newspaper I see, every TV channel, every radio channel, all over Texas. It's the same thing in Indiana, New Jersey. It's happening everywhere. Oh, California, Ohio, Florida, everywhere. Those are also payoffs to the media, you see. You're like, why are there these text tag ads everywhere, even in cities where they haven't put toll roads in yet? It's a payoff to the media. And then it talks about toll troubles cause double headaches. It says the RFID scanners keep double charging everyone. Oh, it says double billing. They've double billed as many as 50,000 people. Oh, and they say they just can't fix it, but you've got to pay. I mean, there's no end to the raping. But don't worry, it says Cowboys Folk Hero. And then it says 10-year war over Penske waste may soon be over. Then it says state law makes consumption cut a top priority. It says because of the global warming man-made footprint, we have to come in with new regulations, taxation, control of what government does. That just means raising prices. So we've got that here in Texas. I mean, this is just an example. And then there's another story about how great Che Guevara is. And for communists, I mean, he is one of the better ones. He meant well. That's why Fidel kicked him out and they had him killed. Old Cuba let him know right where he was at so they could go kill him. But still, the point is here they are worshiping Che Guevara. I mean, that's the cover of the Statesman. You can open it up and it's just the total destruction of our society. That's all it is. And then we've got the propaganda about how if we don't legalize all the illegal aliens, prices are going to explode. Prices are exploding because the owners of this country, the Federal Reserve, have massively, massively devalued the dollar, and it's going to get worse. And you're going to have to look at your dim-eyed coworkers. Literally, you could hear a BB rolling around inside their hollow heads. Look at you with great satisfaction of their intellectual prowess and say, oh, Bill, or hey, Carol, notice you're against legalizing all the immigrants, and that's why the hamburger's $10 now instead of $5. And you can't even argue with them. They don't care. They want to be slaves. They like being stupid. They like always being gamed and scammed and beat. They like their children being slaves. They like being simple-minded oafs. Dr. Corsi joins us. Talk about this whole situation here in a few minutes. He'll pop in 10, 15 minutes. Tom Cryer, the lawyer who with another constitutional law scholar beat the IRS a few months ago. He'll be popping in and talk about the Edlaine Brown case. There have been big developments there I haven't even gotten into. They're running around interrogating and threatening people all over New Hampshire. Meanwhile, Chertoff's all over TV claiming they've built hundreds of miles of fence. They built a few miles. He's running with illegal aliens building it, by the way. He's running around claiming they've really gotten tough. This is what it looks like to get tough. So it's all coming up. I haven't even scratched the surface of the news today. I'm going to play you a sampling of the propaganda. Your food costs more because there's no illegals to pick it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alimax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are here, the front line in the last ditch defense of the Republic against the New World Order. We may not save this country. We may be completely overrun and live in third world slavery. But at least we're going to give them a fight 110%. Ah! I'm sick of the New World Order. All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up here in just a minute or two with horrible news, but at least we have this news. Huge full court press to bring in their total amnesty and the final decapitation of the United States. But first, in-game pre-orders are now available. You will be the first to have it shipped to you November 1st at InfoWars.com. What is in-game cover? Here it is.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. Only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Alex, shall I begin?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the Old World Order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull up a plane and you and Nick, they interrogated me 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
We need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
And folks, when you're on InfoWars.com pre-ordering Endgame, be sure and get The Late Great USA, New York Times bestseller by Dr. Jerome Corsi, where he lays out with their own documents the North American Union plan now unfolding. Just as they said in Austin, a microcosm, no new toll roads, then they surprise announced they're doing it last night, front page of the paper. Again, it's a military tactic of denying they're going to attack right until they attack. This is an economic takeover. This is a complete looting of the United States. And I hope you'll pre-order Endgame at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. It's 1995. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We also have The Late Great USA, I guess now in its third or fourth printing, I'm not sure, in stock. And a couple hundred of those, we're already ordering some more. And if you're writing to us in a letter, but 1995 on top of that, and you'll also can get The Late Great USA. Dr. Corsi, thanks for holding while I ranted and raved about my new film that dovetails with your book when it comes to North American Union section. I want to thank you for coming on.
Well, Alex, it's an honor to be with you. I can't wait to see your new film.
Well, we just got them in, and we're going to be shipping them out here in a few weeks, but I can send you an early copy.
Yeah, I'd sure like to see it. I think it ought to be terrific.
A lot's going on, and obviously I want to talk about your new article for WorldNet Daily,
yeah.
Bush backs Mexico rapist murderer. But before we do that, I mean, obviously you're noticing the new full-court press with a bill introduced for another amnesty, and it's boo-hoo. The food prices have gone up because the illegal aliens have been arrested. The truth is they've only arrested 30-something thousand this year out of 3-plus million every year that are here. It's a total smoke and mirrors. I want to get your take on that. And the food prices are up because the dollar's tanking. And you've got a doctorate in political science. Can you explain this to people that it's a fraud?
Well, I've been arguing this is an engineered collapse of the dollar now for 2 years, Alex. The free credit, I mean, this open printing money that the Federal Reserve has done had to come to an end. They're still doing it. But as they raise rates, which they'll have to do, because otherwise the dollar is just going to continue to sink and it could collapse. Because Europe is now raising rates. Europe has rates much higher than we do. We've got this huge imbalance of trade to China. China's got $1.3 trillion in foreign exchange reserves, 80% of it in dollars. It looks like that's a growing deficit to China. Our economic situation couldn't be weaker at the moment internationally, and people shouldn't be fooled by the stock market hitting new highs. That's just a credit party. If the rates went up, if the Federal Reserve quit just printing money, you'd see Wall Street collapse 1,000 points like it did just a few weeks ago, a few months ago.
Now, to break that down, because I talked, Doctor, I talked to well-to-do, upper-middle-class people, some of them making millions a year, and they can't understand that a devalued dollar that is then transferred into a stock market means that stock market's really at 8,000.
That's right. And that's the problem. See, Alex, this whole thing is a house of cards. The dollar today is at $1.41 for a euro. When Bush came into office, it was at 87 cents for a euro. That's how much devaluation we've had while George Bush has been president. That's been engineered by printing money. We've got tremendous inflation, but the inflation statistics are a lie because the Federal Reserve, actually the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, takes out, they define core inflation, they remove food and they remove energy and they remove anything else that spikes in price. Anything that has a price increase they take out because they say that's temporary, it's not reflective of long-term trends. If you were to truly and honestly, and by the way, they do it for another reason, Alex, most people don't know, as long as they keep the inflation numbers low, they keep the Social Security payments low, because the Social Security payments are indexed to the cost of living. The Social Security payments, if inflation were honestly reported, the Consumer Price Index, the way it used to be reported 20 years ago, you'd have Social Security checks that would be 40 to 50% higher than they are today. They're stealing money already from the retirees by lying about the rate of inflation that we truly have. They're manipulating the numbers so they don't have to follow the mandatory increases in Social Security payments that the cost of living adjustments would require.
Dr. Corsi, a new urban legend is now being entered into the nomenclature, and that is that the food prices are up 25%+ in the last month because the precious illegal aliens have been deported. They don't mention that most of the food's already grown outside the country, or that big agribusiness is doing it, or that most of those farm workers have green cards, and that 1 out of 1,000 haven't been deported. They don't mention that even the government admits that it's inflation. They just tell the public that it's literally my fault and your fault. They're saying that anti-immigration groups have caused this. They'll probably fully tank the economy next year and claim that we're like smooth haulings, isolationists, and that deporting a few thousand illegals caused this, when it's the banks behind it.
It's always been a lie that the illegals are needed in order to keep food prices down. This, if you remember the Bracero program during the Eisenhower administration, they told the same lie. They said if we didn't have these migrant workers up from Mexico, food prices would skyrocket. Well, even Cesar Chavez, who organized the Hispanic farm workers, opposed the illegal immigrants because the real agenda is just to lower the cost of labor to near nothing. When the Bracero program was ended, the agricultural costs in California only went up marginally in the price of food. It was hardly noticeable. What most of the agribusinesses did was that they introduced technology. They automated.
Because I've actually looked at the studies, most of the cost of agriculture is the fertilizers, the equipment,
precisely
the processing, the delivery,
picking
the markup.
The food out of the farm is not the major cost of the agricultural process. And when you pay the workers what the workers, you know, market wages, living wages, it does not so dramatically increase the overall cost of agriculture that it's going to make a huge difference in the supermarket. It doesn't. But when the agribusinesses have the ability to use slaves, they do. They cry when the slaves are taken away from them. And they use this as an excuse because the truth is, Alex, that there's an insignificant number of illegal aliens that have been deported this year, that have been rounded up. The government admits to 12 million. There were studies again this week that came out. They were released at the National Press Club this week. We reported on them in WorldNet Daily, saying there's at least 20 million, maybe 38 million. The number that they reported was 38 million illegal aliens.
Oh, I guarantee you it's 38 million. It is. There are so many illegal aliens in Austin that literally they've got to be double the entire rest of the population.
I think, Alex, this case of Medellin, this Jose Medellin, is making people's blood boil.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
This is a guy, Jose Medellin, is on Capitol Row. He's on death row in Texas prison, Livingston, I guess it is. And he and his buddies, there was a gang rape. There were two teenage girls who were coming home late. They'd been at a swimming party. They wanted to get home quick. They took a shortcut. And these guys have been, they've just gone through a gang initiation. They're all Mexican illegals. They were drinking beer. They saw the girls. They accosted them. They raped them, sodomized them for an hour, brutally beat them, strangled them, and abandoned them in this field. Now, Medellin, who was 18 when the crime was committed, it was committed in 1993, he confessed to the crime. But now he's decided that he has appealed. He got Mexico involved, and they've appealed to the International Court of Justice in The Hague. And President Bush is going to be, his lawyers, the White House lawyers, are going to be arguing with Mexico that because the Mexican counsel was not called when Medellin was arrested, and he did not have legal advice from Mexico, he should be released. I mean, this is an outrageous issue.
Well, this is a precedent-setting case.
And the Bush administration is siding with the international courts. They're going to argue to our Supreme Court that we ought to, you know, forget our own laws, let Mexico have its way. And, of course, you know, what's behind this is that Mexico and The Hague, the international law that we're going to be imposed on, does not like the death penalty. And so now we're going to have the Mexican nationals, 51 of them, on death row across the United States. They're all going to be saying, you know, we didn't get our rights.
Well, Dr. Corsi, regardless of where people stand on the death penalty, we do not want to be under United Nations control. And people say, well, how are we under North American Union international edict? Every week, foreign ports rule against us. And I want you to comment on this, Doctor.
Right. And Alex, the idea of this case, you know, I'm a father. You know, this is a case that makes your blood boil to think that these two teenage girls, you know, raped, sodomized, beaten, killed in this field. And now Mexico says, but wait a minute, these are our Mexican nationals. You can't treat them nasty. But if these guys, if Medellin wants Mexican law, he should have stayed in Mexico. There are plenty of Mexican law in Mexico. And now President Bush is going to weigh in with Mexico and say, not only are we going to prosecute law enforcement agents when they shoot after fleeing Mexican drug agents like Ramos and Campion, but we're going to let Medellin out of jail. We're going to say, you know, our laws don't apply to this. The Bush administration is going to weigh in on the side of a rapist and murderer, an illegal from Mexican, who brutally murdered, raped, and sodomized two young teenage girls. This is a travesty.
Have they executed any of the people that did this?
No, there were four involved. There were a total of four, and he evidently was the only one who was over 18 at the time. His brother, who was 14 at the time, was sentenced to 40 years in prison. And there were two of the other gang members. They'd just gone through a gang ritual of initiation. They were out here. It was out by railroad tracks in Houston, in this area of Houston. The girls were taking a shortcut. They were late from the swimming party, and they didn't want to upset their parents. They wanted to get home quick, so they took the shortcut. And these guys were out there drinking beer after their Mexican gang initiation party, and they see these two teenage girls coming along the railroad tracks, and they go grab them, knock them down, pull them by the hair down into this ravine and rape them for an hour, beat them brutally, sodomize them, and strangle them to death. And then one of them, Medellin, I believe even he took one of the girls had a Mickey Mouse watch. He took her Mickey Mouse watch as a souvenir.
Just to finish the point I started making earlier, Doctor, and I want your comment on this.
Right.
Just a month ago, an international tribunal ordered Mexican trucks to come in.
That's correct.
That's an example of how we're under international control.
Right. But the Mexican trucks, people, even John Cornyn, the Republican senator from Texas, in the Senate floor when they were debating the Dorgan amendment, Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, Democrat, introduced an amendment to take away the funding for the Mexican trucking experiment with the Department of Transportation. Cornyn said, well, NAFTA's a treaty. We have to do this. NAFTA's not a treaty. It's a law. And, yes, the Mexican truck provision is in NAFTA, but Bill Clinton refused to enforce that provision because he said the Mexican trucks were unsafe. It was a NAFTA tribunal, a NAFTA Chapter 11 judicial process that overruled Bill Clinton and demanded that we allow the Mexican trucks in.
And that's my point, is that every week I see these foreign tribunals making rulings, and then you talk to neocon followers of Bush, and they're saying, oh, we're not under international
Correct.
Control, and the mainline liberals say that. I mean, almost everything is under these treaties and agreements and baloney now.
I think this Medellin case is going to be the tipping point, because I think when people see the Bush administration weighing in on behalf of a Mexican illegal alien who sodomized, raped, and killed these girls, and the brutal way in which it was done, I mean, I don't care if they call the Mexican embassy or not. And this case already once has gone to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court basically decided that they did not have a right to call the Mexican embassy under our law. Now they appealed it a second time, and this second appeal that Medellin has launched, you know, he's crying in there in the federal prison. He's worrying about himself. He didn't worry very much about the two girls.
And now the White House is trying to aid him to the United Nations.
They're going to the United Nations, the International Court of Justice in The Hague, to overturn our own law.
Well, I just want to say this. In Mexico, when they grab you and extort every dime out of you and keep you for a year in one of their cesspits, you don't hear our media whining about it. And so it's a narco-terrorist state. It's why our government loves them. Dr. Corsi, stay with us. Let's come back and talk about what you think should be done about this right here on the GCN Radio Network.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
I monitor Spanish radio and television.
Know him.
The hatred of this country is just off the chart. It's public. And then I found out a few years ago that Mexico worked with the Germans twice and carried out huge mass murders, 20-plus people a day in some cases, military attacks on the U.S. This is in the last century. 1918, they tried in the 40s. And I'm not supposed to talk about that. And I'm not supposed to talk about how the illegal aliens on average take double what they actually contribute out in welfare. And then the media is engaged in all this propaganda about the dear, sweet, precious little illegal aliens. Frankly, it would drive down wages and hurt everybody if they were here. But if they didn't hate me so much and hate America so much, a large percentage does, then I wouldn't find it as upsetting. I mean, Dr. Corsi, this is about the worst scenario geopolitically in history I could think of, with a government bringing in a very nationalistic group that's lost two wars to the nation, who openly want its destruction, and then the government tries to tell everybody that's not the case and keep that secret.
Well, you're right, Alex, and I think this case, this Medellin case, this rapist, murderer, you know, two teenage girls raped and murdered in 1993, Bush saying now to the Supreme Court that we've got to roll over and let international law apply. The next thing that's going to happen, I mean, if Mexico can demand that its consular offices, 47 of consular offices, are here to protect the civil rights of Mexican nationals under Mexican law or international law, then we've got one-tenth of Mexico's population living in the United States today. By 2010, it's going to be one out of every five people born in Mexico.
We're adopting Mexican law. We're adopting international law. The corridors are going to be under international agreements.
That's right.
And have their own police forces. This is how they're carving the country up. It's happening right now.
And, you know, look at the story I wrote in the North Carolina driver's license. A hologram on the back of it of the North America, identical to the hologram, this insignia that's the Security and Prosperity Partnership insignia. And when I called up the Division of Motor Vehicles in North Carolina, their spokesperson said, soon this insignia will be, this hologram will be on every driver's license issued in North America. I said to her, don't you mean North Carolina? She said, no, North America, because the hologram was created by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators.
Yeah, it's all happening, and the heads of that go to these secret SPP meetings. It's all happening in front of us. And they just deny it even exists.
Well, we're going to break a story in the next hour at WorldNet Daily. I just wrote it up a few minutes ago. Last night on Larry King Live, Vincente Fox was being interviewed about his new book, and he admitted that there was a plan to create the Amero. What he said was, he asked a question, a caller, an emailer from New Jersey, said, how did he feel about the possibility of having Latin America with one currency, united? And he said that long-term, he and Bush had the plan to create the Free Trade Act of the Americas, to take a trade union all the way down to the tip of South America. It was only stopped, he said, by Hugo Chavez. And Larry King says, you mean we're going to have a euro-dollar? And Fox says, long-term. He says,
this is mega huge. You're saying this was on Larry King last night.
Live. I've got the transcript. We're publishing it as the headline right now.
And then what will happen, Doc, is that as we try to even show people that clip, they'll say it's not real.
Right. He says it'll be long-term. He said, the way these processes go, the first step was to make it into a trade agreement, and then a new vision, like we are doing with NAFTA. So there it is. Vincente Fox admits we were headed towards a regional currency, the Amero.
Unbelievable. Can you stay with us a few more minutes?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
I know you're very busy, Doc. Okay, stay there. We'll continue to discuss this on the other side. I mean, just revelation after revelation. And you go tell these yuppies this stuff, and they have no idea it even exists. They've been pre-programmed to just snicker and giggle.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.